Hey, what's happening? Thanks for joining us this evening on the South Central Indiana News Network. You're listening to What's Happening, where we highlight local news and events for Bloomington and the surrounding region. Skip Dealey here, joined by Julie Beasley. Now, Julie, I saw some Facebook photos. It looks as if you and your family had a wonderful Easter last weekend. Tell us about it.
We did have a great Easter. Our church at St. Charles had an outdoor service last Sunday, so it was nice to be able to finally return to Mass with our family and be outdoors and social distance. So we had a great time. We also made a trip out to Scenic View for a quick brunch as well. So it made for a very nice day. Didn't get to see family as we normally do, but we did have an Easter egg hunt with our neighborhood as well.
Scenic View. Now, that's a restaurant I really enjoy. I haven't been there for a while. I think the last time I tried to get up there that they weren't open for some reason or other. I don't remember if it was because of COVID or whatnot, but I do enjoy a brunch over at Scenic View from time to time.
The weather has been perfect for it. I think in the last week, we've been outside pretty much every day, especially after the rainfalls. The sun has been popping out as well. So it's been a nice week. How have you been?
Was a little trying. I had the opportunity to attend the memorial service for Monroe County Sheriff's Deputy James Driver, who tragically passed away in the line of duty this past week. That was extremely sad, but the service was overwhelmingly lifting, and it was such a beautiful tribute, and there was an outpouring of support. I mean, there were first responders from all over the state, from what it looked like. There were patches on the shoulders of officers and firefighters of counties, which I didn't even recognize the names of. So what an amazing support for a fallen officer.
You know, in times and tragedy, it's very heartwarming to see our community come together in such a way to support somebody who has been so supportive and taking care of the safety of our community for many years.
Indeed. On some other news, we talked about summer camps a couple of weeks ago, I believe. And while I don't have all of the answers, I have found out that the YMCA is indeed going to host summer camp this year. So they have their information on the website.
Absolutely. I did get that email, received an email from the YMCA this week confirming the summer camps. And I know I've seen Ivy Tech will have online virtual classes this summer.
All right. Well, today is April the 9th. Let's take a look back at this week in history. All the way back, April 5th, 1792, George Washington exercised his veto authority for the very first time. If I'm not mistaken, now again, I might be corrected, that first veto was to limit the North from their proposed expansion of seats in Congress. 1808, on April the 6th, John Jacob Astor incorporated the American Fur Company, and that was eventually the first millionaire in the United States. On April 7th, 1933, that day is known as Beer Day. Why, you ask? Because prohibition was repealed for beer containing 3.2% alcohol or less. What a glorious day. And on April the 8th, 1730, the first synagogue in New York City was dedicated. And on April the 9th, in 1784, the Treaty of Paris was ratified by King George III of the Kingdom of Great Britain. And that officially ended the American Revolutionary War. And today's celebrity birthday, turning 67 years of age, Dennis Quaid. Now, Julie, Dennis Quaid starred in a movie called Breaking Away. Are you familiar with Breaking Away?
I absolutely am. I don't think I actually watched the movie until I became a Bloomington resident, but I have seen it many times. It's a fantastic movie. If you live in Bloomington or around here, it's a must-see. And today on the show, we will welcome Julie Ramey with a Bloomington Parks and Rec and our community update brought to us by the Porthole Inn. But first, your local news headlines are brought to you by American Senior Benefits of Bloomington, providing innovative and smart money options for life and health insurance and investments. American Senior Benefits of Bloomington, online at asbofindiana.com. And also by Brothers Carpet Cleaning, the region's best reviewed carpet cleaning business. You can find them online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com. Now, Skip, tell us what's happening.
The Bloomington City Council has unanimously passed a bill which will significantly restrict motorists driving through downtown. The ordinance will restrict vehicles from completing both right-hand turns on a red light and left-hand turns on red onto one-way streets. The new law impacts a significant area of downtown, specifically around the square and IU's campus. The estimated cost for signage is around $9,000, and the purpose of this new legislation is allegedly to provide safer roadways for bicyclists and pedestrians.
The Indiana Senate is blocking a bill that would repeal the state's permit requirement for carrying a handgun in public. The proposal coasted through the House, but Senate leaders have decided against taking up the bill based on feedback provided by the Indiana State Police Superintendent, the State Police Chiefs Association, and the Indiana Fraternal Order of Police. Instead, the Senate will support eliminating the $75 fee for a lifetime permit after the legislature eliminated the state's five-year permit fee in a 2019 bill.
The man convicted of killing Jill Berman, who was an Indiana University student and Bloomington resident, will stay in prison following a ruling by the United States Supreme Court. In 2006, Myers was convicted of murder in connection with Berman's death and sentenced to 65 years behind bars. Last year, a U.S. District Court ordered a new trial for Myers, ruling he had received inadequate representation from his attorneys. A ruling by the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in August of 2020 reversed that decision. The Supreme Court denied Myers' petition, and he will remain in the Indiana State Prison in Michigan City until his release, which may be as early as June of 2037. Berman grew up in Bloomington. She was 19 when she disappeared on a bike ride in May of the year 2000.
Ahead of the fall 2021 semester, the University of Notre Dame will require all students to get a COVID-19 vaccine. In a letter to the campus community, university officials announced undergraduate, graduate, and professional students will all need to be fully vaccinated before returning to campus in the fall. That's unless they have a documented medical or religious exemption. University spokesperson Dennis Brown says faculty and staff will be strongly encouraged to get vaccinated, but as of this time, they will not be required to.
The Bloomington Fire Department held a ceremony Thursday, April the 1st at Station 2 to dedicate the city's newest fire apparatus, the 2021 Typhoon Class 100-foot aerial ladder truck that will be known as Truck 2, was purchased through public safety local income tax revenues for under $1.2 million, and that will replace a 20-year-old 75-foot dual-axle aerial apparatus.
64 new homes are on track to be built on Bloomington city-owned land adjacent to Switchyard Park, with groundbreaking scheduled for June. Retreat at the Switchyard will provide a mix of supportive and affordable housing, as well as market-rate units in a new apartment building. This will incorporate services for residents within the facility. Each apartment will be furnished with modern amenities, free Wi-Fi, home office space, and a patio or balcony. Common areas will also include office space and a conference room. Located at the eastern entrance to Switchyard Park, Retreats at the Switchyard will offer easy access to the Beeline Trail, Bloomington Transit routes, Bloomington High School South, as well as shopping. That's a look at your local headlines. We'll be right back with more after this commercial break.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
When you're preparing to buy a new home, the last thing you should have to worry about is the safety of your possessions. Allow Big Boys Moving to professionally oversee the transport of your precious belongings. Big Boys Moving is locally owned with years of experience. Whether your relocation is local or long distance, allow Big Boys to move you with an attitude of gratitude. Call today, 812-947-1479, or online at bbmoving812.com.
You're listening to What's Happening on the South Central Indiana News Network.
We couldn't.
We're back. You're listening to What's Happening right here on the South Central Indiana News Network. Love That Music by the Amanda Webb Band. And our community update is brought to us by the world-famous family-friendly Porthole Inn. You should check out their fresh pulled pork, their smoked ribs, BLTs, pizzas, and the famous catfish. The Porthole just announced outdoor music will resume May the 4th with 2021's inaugural Bloomington Blues Jam. You need to check them out online at portholeinn.com or on Facebook. Small businesses that meet the eligibility requirements can apply for reimbursement of qualified business expenses incurred at their Indiana operations between March of 2020 and May of 2021. These qualified expenses include payroll and some non-payroll expenses. The application, along with additional details and instruction, is available at backontrack.in.gov. Eligible small businesses must apply before the 31st of December this year.
And Skip, today we are joined by Julie Ramey. We're going to call her the guru of City of Bloomington Parks and Recreation. I guess your technical position is Community Relations Manager. Hi, Julie. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you so much for joining us. With spring here and the warmer weather, I know it's a busy time for you. A lot of things coming up. Before we jump in and go over some of the events coming up in pools and parks and all of that information, can you tell us a little bit about your role with the City of Bloomington Parks and Recreation Department?
Well, when people ask me what I do, I tell them that if there is something going on in parks and recreation, it's my job to let everybody know about it. So I'm responsible for all of our marketing and advertising and promotions.
And I think each week over a little more than a year now, we've been asking every guest, how has your job, how has your life been impacted by the pandemic and by COVID-19?
Well, like everyone else, we have definitely seen an impact. What we didn't expect and what came to be was that people discovered their neighborhood parks. So while all the indoor facilities, movie theaters and skating rinks and bowling alleys were all closed down, people were flocking to our parks in record numbers. So we saw a tremendous increase in the use of our outdoor facilities where people were able to visit and recreate safely.
Very good. Now, what do you have going on right now? What are you focusing on? I believe Farmers Market has opened and a few other things are starting to get busy now with the nice weather.
Spring is here. And with spring, people start to go outside more than ever. And all of our programs launch. So April 3rd, the first Saturday in April, a couple significant things happened. The Bloomington Community Farmers Market opened for the 2021 season. So the market will take place now every Saturday at Showers Common, which is at 401 North Morton Street, from 8 until 1. And local farmers, small businesses with prepared foods like coffees and things like that, all at the farmers market. So that was a really exciting, certainly a harbinger of spring and an exciting opening day for us. So while we're on the opening day theme, the Griffey Lake Boathouse opened for the 2021 season also last Saturday on April 3rd. So the Griffey Lake Boathouse is open now weekends in April, and then will open daily starting in May. So at the boathouse, you can rent a canoe, a kayak, or a stand-up paddleboard to get out on Griffey Lake and enjoy being on the water.
Julie, Switchyard Park opened up, well, let's say officially in 2019, but then reopened up unofficially again during the pandemic. Talk to us about the status of Switchyard Park right now and perhaps any of the projects that are still under construction. And then talk about the services that are available and what to expect in the summer of 2021.
Well, everyone listening and watching will probably know a lot about, or at least they've heard about Switchyard Park, which is our big 65-acre park on the south side of Bloomington. It's a long, skinny property. So Switchyard Park is about a mile long from its north end to its south end. And you're right, it officially opened in November of 2019. But there's just a few things to tidy up. Anybody who's done a big construction project will know that there's something called a punch list. So we've spent the last year navigating COVID and working on our punch list. So there are still little bits and pieces of the park to be finished. But from our user standpoint, people have been flocking to Switchyard Park just as much as they have to our other parks. The community gardens at Switchyard Park, there are 39 raised beds, and those are 100% filled. They are all rented for the 2021 season. So we know people are excited about getting outside and going to Switchyard Park and growing their own food and flowers and herbs and things like that. So that's exciting. Now, our skate park at Switchyard Park, people have been skating on the skate park since even before the park opened. So the bowls and the things to do at the skate park, so everyone knows about those. And it's always crowded with people skateboarding and using scooters and enjoying that facility as well. So it's the only skate park on the south side. Our other skate park, of course, is located on Kinzer Pike on the north side of town near the Cascades Golf Course. So I think that the fact that there's so many people at the skate park at Switchyard Park would suggest that it was something that people wanted to do out in Switchyard Park. If you know how to play bocce ball, there's bocce ball courts at Switchyard Park. There's pickleball courts, 4 pickleball courts. And of course, that big parks and recreation standard court, the basketball court, is all on the north end of Switchyard Park. Sometimes people have heard about the park, but they're not totally sure how to get there. And there's a couple different ways. The main parking lot is right off of Roger Street, and it's located just south of the great big warehouse building. So that's one parking lot. You can also get to Switchyard Park now from South Walnut Street near the Meineke shop down on South Walnut. And there's also a parking lot on Grimes Lane where the bridge crosses Grimes Lane, the great big bridge that arcs over the street there. There's a bunch of parking there as well. So you can park at any one of those places and walk to any of the amenities there at Switchyard Park, like the fitness stations or the playground or the spray pad. The Community Foundation Switchyard Plaza spray pad is going to open in May. And that's an exciting thing for all the kids and the young at heart too, to come and play in the spray pad. Everyone wants to know too, are the restrooms open? Yes, the restrooms are now open as of April 1. They are open every day at both the spray pad and on the north side by the Grimes Lane Bridge. The Bloomington Police Substation has restrooms as part of that building, and those are open too. So that's an important thing to know. Finally, if you have a pet, the dog park. Down on the south side of Switchyard Park are 2 paddocks. There's a large dog area and a small dog area. The total area is around 5 acres. So lots and lots of room to bring your pets to run around and play in the dog park.
Julie, we're going to have you talk a little bit about live music at Switchyard Park. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more of Julie Ramey with the City of Bloomington Parks and Recreation Department.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
Are you spending more time at home these days? If so, then you'll want to consider having your carpets professionally cleaned. Brothers Carpet Cleaning has been the region's premier cleaner for nearly a decade. Their truck-mounted systems are the most effective to remove bacteria, allergens, and pet dander. Brothers Carpet Cleaning will professionally clean your carpet, tile, upholstery, and wood. When it has to be clean, call Brothers Carpet Cleaning. Online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com.
Save what couldn't be saved. A broken ship on the horizon. I sailed out there in my pain and kept it company while it sank. The sky was blue, the water plain. I couldn't say won't be saved. I know that I can't walk on water.
And we are back on What's Happening right here on the South Central Indiana News Network. Julie Beasley and Skip Daly here, joined by Julie Ramey again, guru of all things with the City of Bloomington Parks and Recreation Department. Now, Julie, before we bumped into commercial, we were talking a lot about Switchyard Park. There is a stage at Switchyard Park, if listeners have not heard or been over to Switchyard yet, and there are some live events coming up in the near future. Would you be able to provide some information about maybe some of those dates for the events and also what the venue will look like during COVID-19 times?
Well, like other businesses, other places that are trying to do fairs and festivals, we are working really closely with the Monroe County Health Department to keep everyone safe. The last thing Parks and Recreation wants to be known for is holding a super spreader event. So we're following all the guidelines, keeping our numbers in check, making sure everyone uses face coverings and things like that. But we are so excited about having a real bona fide live show at Switchyard Park. We did kick off our season last year. The Bloomington Symphony Orchestra did a performance on the stage. So they got to be one of the first bands to, or first groups to sort of break it in. But we have a great series lined up for this summer, including Happy Hours on the Lawn. So there's three Fridays in June that we'll be hosting live music at Switchyard Park and also a live concert at the dog park. So we're going to have Happy Hours on the Lawn and Yappy Hours at the dog park with live shows, anything from honky-tonk country music to blues and all kinds of music going on. Live shows in June. And then, of course, go to our Switchyard Park concert series in July. So we've got four different shows in July and August. Krista Dieter, Huckleberry Funk is playing at Switchyard Park, and a couple of new acts, new bands to our performing arts series, True Music and Disgo. So we're really looking forward to hosting them as well.
And Julie, as the weather starts warming up, as you mentioned last year, a lot of people were flocking to neighborhood parks, really discovering the Bloomington and Monroe County area. Will there be any public pools open this summer as the weather starts warming up here in the next month?
Planning is underway, and we have every intention of opening Bryan Park Pool and Mills Pool on Monday, May 31st. So that's Memorial Day, Memorial Day weekend, our typical pool opening timeframe. So swim lessons are going to be held at Bryan Park Pool. We're again looking forward to a great summer. Of course, we'll keep, what's the word now? The cliche word is pivot. So we'll keep pivoting and keep doing our best to keep everyone safe and following all the health department guidelines. But that said, we are planning on opening our pools.
That's a perfect time to transition. You mentioned pivoting, looking at parks and changes and constantly redirecting. I believe there's been some construction over in the Cascades area. Are there any updates or changes that we can expect in the next few months as everyone in the Bloomington area and from other areas as well are visiting our Bloomington parks?
In March 2020, Bloomington Parks and Recreation worked with the Street Department and Planning and Transportation on a pilot road conversion. So we closed the road through Lower Cascades Park to make it a bicycle and pedestrian trail and have had a survey online for the past year to get feedback from people who both use the converted road as a trail and who are impacted by its closure to vehicles. And right now we are working on a huge project to stabilize the stream bank through Lower Cascades Park. The creek bank there is, you know, back 150 years ago was Bloomington's first park, made a park in 1924. And ever since then, we've been battling the combination of erosion, water comes screaming down through the park during big rain events. All of the water from downtown Bloomington ends up going through the park. So it's made a really significant impact in terms of erosion and diminishing water quality and certainly recreation opportunities. So there's a big project in the planning stages now to stabilize the stream bank and add some accessibility, an accessible trail to extend to the Cascades Park Trail, to the Waterfall Shelter, and to the Cascades Waterfall. So that project is still really new. It's been designed. It was bid, and staff and the consultants are looking at the bid packages right now and trying to decide when exactly what elements of the job to do first and what the time frame is. So look for definitely some more road closures, some big changes coming to Lower Cascades Park through this summer.
Okay, and really quick, Julie, what is the status of the Frank Southern Ice Arena? Is that currently open year-round, or has the opening timeframes for the ice arena changed at all?
Well, we had to close the ice arena in the winter earlier than we had intended because of the COVID restrictions and safety guidelines and just not really able to keep the arena open in its typical way safely. So we let the ice go, but that said, we are planning on the fall season to move forward. So if everything happens as it's supposed to, which it never does, but we're optimistic that we will reopen the ice arena seasonally in October.
Julie, who do we talk to about lobbying to have the ice skating rink open year-round?
Well, the best person to talk to would be our sports division director, John Turnbull, and he can be reached at Bloomington Parks and Recreation at 349-3700. Certainly willing to listen to feedback and get some input, especially from our ice hockey enthusiasts and the figure skating community and people who really enjoy the ice. Now, it's an old building. It's not set up for year-round ice. It's not insulated, which sounds kind of weird, but it's hard to keep ice in an uninsulated building in July in Indiana.
That's interesting that an ice arena was not built with insulation. I wonder what that would cost to have upgraded. Let's see. Another project that was going on recently was some renovations to the 3rd Street Park. Can you talk to us about what that project was and exactly where the status is now?
Well, we finished a big paver project. If you've been to 3rd Street Park or the Waldron Hill in Buskirk Park, is known by that name as well. Over the past year, you saw the dust and mud in front of the stage, just a lot of impact. The park gets heavily used. So we replaced all of that grass, all of the sod with pavers. So now there's a nice flat surface in front of the stage. We are not going to be able to use the park this summer because there's a big utilities project going on, the Hidden River Pathway Project to take care of some aging stormwater infrastructure along Lincoln Street. The park, our part of the park, the renovations are done. The playground is gone. The playground will be replaced by the utilities department after they finish their big stormwater project at the end of this year.
All right, we've got about a minute left. Go ahead and share anything about any topics that we might have missed.
The playground at Reverend Butler Park was removed in January, and we have brand new equipment coming. I was out there today, and all the posts are in the ground to mark where all the new playground equipment goes. So a new playground coming to Reverend Butler Park, and we've also have designs in hand for a new playground at Winslow Woods Park, and that's the park there next to the Willie Streeter Community Gardens on South Highland Avenue. So the current park, or the current playground rather, at Winslow Woods is still there, but it'll be removed later on this year in preparation for brand new equipment. So a couple new playground projects is really exciting.
Well, all right, you guys have a bunch going on. What's the best way for folks to stay in touch with all the activities of the Parks and Rec Department?
Follow us on Facebook at City of Bloomington IN Parks and Recreation, or check out our website at bloomington.in.gov/parks.
Well, Julie, thank you so much for being with us. It's been a while since we've had you on the show, and it's always fantastic to get an update on what's going on with the City Parks and Rec Department. And from the whole score of activity, it sounds like you guys have been kept really busy over the last year.
There's always lots to do.
Once again, thank you for being with us. That's Julie Ramey with the City of Bloomington Parks and Recreation Department. We will bring her back on in the fall to talk about all the activity that the City of Bloomington has to offer for the fall and the winter season. We'd also like to thank our friends over at the Porthole Inn for sponsoring our community update. And this month's music is provided by the Amanda Webb Band. On behalf of Julie Beasley and the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network, my name is Skip Daly. Join us each and every Friday as we keep you in touch with what's happening.
This was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.